Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Patient education and self-care plays a critical role in the successful treatment and the prognosis of many diseases, and particularly in chronic ones like diabetes. And nowhere is patient education a greater priority than at Upstate's Joslin Diabetes Center. Opened in 1995 as the 11th affiliate of the Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston, Upstate's Joslin Center is the only one of its kind in upstate New York. The Boston Joslin Center is an internationally recognized leader in diabetes treatment, research, and education. It's affiliated with Harvard Medical School and has been caring for the medical and emotional needs of people with diabetes since it was founded in 1898. Now, joining us this morning to help us explore the breadth and variety of diabetes education offered through the Upstate Joslin Center is Christy Shaver, registered nurse and certified diabetes educator and the education coordinator for the center. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And thanks so much for coming today. Help us understand first, what is a certified diabetic educator?
Well, a certified diabetes educator is someone who is in a profession such as being a registered nurse or a registered dietitian or an exercise physiologist or maybe a pharmacist. And they have taken the time to study in the field of diabetes. They learn the information that would help them to prepare for taking the exam to become a certified diabetes educator. There is a certain length of time that they must be in their field, and also to a certain number of hours that they have to participate in doing diabetes education.
And the basic purpose of all of this preparation and learning is to do what?
Well, as a certified diabetes educator, you're basically seen as an expert in your field. You are a specialist. You have taken the time to learn the information needed to help patients in diabetes care, and you are seen as an expert in your field.
Right. And you basically function as the primary or a very important part of the team in terms of educating patients for self-management and
Absolutely.
Self-care.
And we do have a team approach at Joslin. We do work together and collaborate with the providers, the physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, the education team. We all collaborate together to provide the best level of education for our patients.
So I mentioned in the beginning that in many diseases, but particularly in chronic diseases like diabetes, self-management and patient education really are a crucial part of their prognosis and their well-being. Tell me, what do you see as the goals of self-management?
Goals of self-management education would be to provide support to the patient and their family. They need to learn how to take care of themselves. They need to learn how to monitor their blood sugars. They need to learn how to have a healthy eating lifestyle, how to make healthy choices, and
control their weight, for example.
They need to control their weight. They need to learn how to become physically active, what activities they could do to help themselves. They need medical care, so they need to work towards having their feet checked or their eyes checked. And so we're able to offer them the information they need for a healthy lifestyle, because primarily 99% of the management needed, they're going to do at home. They need to make the choices day to day, and we're there to support them and offer the education they need to be successful.
They need to recognize when something is wrong, I would think, especially. I mean, they basically have to be their own caregiver in a sense.
Absolutely. When they are asked to check their blood sugars, we offer what their target goals should be and when should they be concerned. When should they call us? And if there is a problem, say, on their foot, or if they're ill, they need to know when to seek help and to call.
Mm-hmm. What do you offer actual classes? Tell us about what you actually do in terms of getting people up and running.
We actually do. We have quite a number of classes. And our primary comprehensive program, the Living with Diabetes series, that's open to not only our Joslin patients, but also to patients in the community. And that's a four-session program where we take the information that patients need to know and we break it down into four short 2 to 3 hour sessions, and they're able to take in the information they need, but it's in a very non-threatening environment. We use what's called the conversation maps, and it's an interactive tool that really facilitates open discussion with our patients so that they don't feel that they're coming into a classroom setting. We sit together as a group. There's a fun interactive tool in front of them, and they feel more comfortable to share information. And we have found the patients learn more from others quite often. And the educators are there to facilitate conversation and to allow the direction of conversation to flow and that information is provided accurately. But patients are very comfortable to share.
That sounds wonderful because it also provides almost a group support environment.
Absolutely. It's almost like a support group. And I'd like to just add, when we transitioned over from the more traditional approach of education where we might use PowerPoint and folks would sit and listen to a presentation, we found our patient satisfaction rates that were reported went from 43% to 98% when we transitioned to the conversation maps.
It makes so much sense. It's so much more human. And obviously when you're diagnosed either newly or you've been dealing with a chronic disease like that, to have the opportunity to share your own experience and then learn from others who also have the same experience with the guidance of someone who's really knowledgeable, to me sounds like the perfect, you know, mix of a way to learn.
Absolutely. And I'd like to add, too, we really do encourage patients to bring a support person, maybe a family member or friend, and they are more than welcome to attend because they really do need that support person there. It's very helpful.
Do you work with children? I know that the Joslin Center obviously deals with all ages of people with diabetes, but do you, in terms of the education programming, do you work with children as well?
We do have our pediatric services, and we do have a pediatric educator who works primarily more with the families and children, Andrea Gross, and she's our pediatric nurse educator. So she facilitates our insulin pump orientation program for our kids and orients them to sensor use, continuous glucose monitoring use. And we also have Jody Kearns, registered dietitian and CDE, who works with our kids and offers nutritional guidelines and support. So we do have, patients and families do have that ongoing support they need.
It sounds, you know, like a very, very full program. Tell us what you found in terms of the success that you found with these kinds of programs in terms of patient outcomes.
We actually see success every day. And we, as a recognized program through the American Diabetes Association.
Oh, yeah, that's a recent. Didn't you just get some kind of a recent high quality recognition?
We did. Yeah. We have actually been recognized since the opening, and we are required to maintain and become re-recognized. And we just accomplished that this past year. And as part of that recognition standard, we are obligated to track patient outcomes so that we help patients to set reasonable behavior goals that they're able to achieve and that are realistic. And then as they come back through our program, we assess how they're doing. And at the end of a year, we're able to calculate and tally how they've done overall. And our success rates are absolutely excellent. Mm. And one gentleman in particular comes to mind. He came into our program and he was really feeling frustrated and really feeling down. He had just been diagnosed, and it's such an overwhelming diagnosis when you're told. And so he was really feeling down, and he came in, and really by the end of the program, he had lost over 30 pounds just by simple things that he did. And he was able to come off all the medicines that he had started with at the beginning of the program.
That's amazing.
And he was just so happy at the end. And we see success stories like that every day.
Well, it sounds to me like one of the very critical factors here is a sense of empowerment or control. I mean, for a patient to feel that they have this overwhelming disease, there must be that initial feeling of a tremendous loss of control. And what you're doing by giving them the tools to self-manage, in a sense, is to kind of take back some degree of control of their lives and, in this case, of their illness. And clearly, with very stunning results.
Yes, absolutely. We do encourage patients to take control. We let them know that we're here to help and support them, but they're the ones that are going to do it, and they can do it. They often feel when they first come in that they just feel, what can I do? What can I do? Well, there's an awful lot they can do, and they learn that.
Now, a while back, we had the opportunity to talk with someone from the Joslin Center about kids going off to college and how that's a whole different, area of challenge once they leave their nest, so to speak, their home base, and they have to continue with this, self-management. Are you finding that the experience that they may have had early on with the Joslin Center buoys them on that path?
I think our programs really do prepare our younger kids and young adults to go off. I know Dr. Irene Sills has coordinated our success for students going to college, and she has really offered a lot of good information to the youth and to their parents, and I feel that our programs have definitely supported them in being successful in their college life and beyond.
Yeah, because it seems to me, once again, that's a very critical transition point in any young adult's life, to basically go off and have to make decisions for themselves with regards to everything, how their sleep cycle, I mean, unrelated to diabetes, how much they study, how much they their food, mm-hmm. how they eat, and to have that additional stress of having diabetes clearly just complicates the whole picture. But to have had some experience with this kind of educational program and support really, obviously makes a huge difference.
I would also add to that, I think it's helpful that we do have not only our pediatric program, but our adult program and young adult program all together in the same building. We're all under the same roof. And so when they do transition from our pediatric program then into the adult program, they're able to be introduced to their new provider. And it's in an environment that they're already comfortable and familiar. They don't have to go to a new building. They don't have to see new staff that they may not have seen before. Even though the provider might be new, they certainly probably have passed them. And having that all together, I think, is very beneficial for us.
Yeah, that's great continuity of care. It sounds like it's really an extraordinary service that you're providing. In the little bit of time we have left, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know or understand about diabetes education?
I would like to just add, beyond our comprehensive program, we do have many programs that are available to our Joslin patients. As I mentioned before, our Living with Diabetes series is open to those in the community, and we really encourage folks to talk with their provider, ask if we could all work together in helping them to get the education they need.
And they would just call the Joslin Center to enroll.
All they have to do, most providers in the area are familiar. It's just a simple fact sheet prescription that we need with that order. So that is our comprehensive program that most insurance companies do cover, and we also do have free on-site parking, so we're very accessible. But for those who do see our providers at Joslin, we also have a carbohydrate counting program, and it's a two-hour session aimed at helping persons with diabetes learn more of the role of carbohydrates. We started last year, actually, our Way Less program, a 12-week session, and that's been very effective. So I would encourage patients to check the website learn more.
Yeah, it sounds like you have an extraordinary amount of things going on. Christy Shaver, registered nurse, certified diabetes educator, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing all this wonderful information. People can go to the website for the Joslin Center and find out a lot more. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back, so stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio, 106.9 WSYR.